My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal have this Labor Day off. It is Mark Melusis with you. Got you for the next 4 hours, right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Dove Kramer, Rami Alavi across the way, other side at the controls, and plenty of things to get into. Number to call, of course, 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Hit me up on X at Mark Melusis as well. We're kicking off with a little bit of Yankees, and I get why people are upset. Like, it's, you know, I'm not stupid. I understand why people are bothered by the whole idea that Jason Dominguez, and I was on the airwaves yesterday morning when the Yankees made the announcement, and, you know, is Ron Marinaccio and Rizzo getting activated, and, you know, a speedy outfielder, and obviously Scott Efros that was getting called up. Efros was getting called up from the minor leagues as the Yankees rosters expanded September 1st out to 28. And it was not Jason Dominguez. I get why people are upset. Couple things, though. Number one is there is still time. Like, there are so many issues when you look at this Yankee team. I think the running number, we're up to 81, 82 errors as a team this season. Like, they throw the ball around. They're not really absolutely, you know, competent defensively. I understand they're looking at, you know, Verdugo out in left field, or out in left field being a plus defender, but this is not exactly a team that is built to go out there and win games 2-1, right? So I understand why you look at that aspect of it. Defensively, there are issues with this team. I could look at the back end of the bullpen. We've had numerous conversations about Clay Holmes and, you know, who's going to be the closer? Who's going to be the guy that you're going to lean on? Why didn't Brian Cashman do more at the MLB trade deadline? Why wasn't he able to pay, or why was he unwilling to pay the exorbitant prices at that time to go out and add a true swing and miss closer reliever back into that bullpen instead of working on the fringes and acquiring Mark Leiter Jr., right? So back end of the bullpen, starting rotation. You know, it's great that Stroman didn't give up a home run in the month of August, right? Gerrit Cole is needed. It's nice to see, outside of yesterday, Nestor Cortez. I mean, it's nice to see guys turn around, but do you completely, utterly trust this starting rotation? You get to the manager and you get to Aaron Boone, the way that he handles this team. You get to the idea that this team, obviously, when it reaches October, the names have changed, but when you look at some of the core guys that have been with this team, you know what? This team has not hit. They've not produced. They've not won a World Series since 2009. It has been 15 years. So I understand understand, like, why people were upset about Jason Dominguez yesterday, but there are other things on that list that take more importance than whether or not Jason Dominguez is one of the best 28 players on this team. Like, we need to tamper down the outrage just a little bit. The Yankees are coming off a series against the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, the Yankees have issues. And I can't hear from Nestor Cortez after the game yesterday, well, we're still in first place. And, you know, the great Aaron Boone tells us every single day, everything is still in front of us. They lose a game yesterday 14-7 to a St. Louis Cardinal team. You wake up on this Monday morning, Labor Day, they are a game over 500. The Yankees are not some locomotive train when they talk about the decidedly average Major League Baseball and the Yankees being one of those teams. Yes, they are one of those teams that could potentially win it, and they could also potentially go out there and fall flat on their faces. There's no dominant team, and the Yankees aren't dominant either. Is this team steamrolling now into the month of September as we sit here on the September the 2nd? They lost 2 or 3 to the Nats. They lose 2 or 3 of the St. Louis Cardinals. They're in Texas to take on the Rangers tonight. Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil on the mend. Yankee fans are celebrating that Anthony Rizzo is back. Anthony Rizzo, who Yankee fans basically wanted to send to Siberia. But why is Anthony Rizzo a better option? Because we've watched DJ LeMahieu all summer. And Rizzo, amazingly enough, is an upgrade. Even at this stage of his career, even at 35 or 36 years old, in 70 games, 71 games this year, I mean, Rizzo's hit about 235. He's got 7 or 8 home runs. He's got 29 RBIs. And Yankee fans are celebrating like it's the return of Mattingly in his prime. How many games do you need to watch? I mean, and here's the, you know, everyone wants to get upset about Jason Dominguez. If Dominguez is that important, we're also, let's be honest, we're coming off of 8 games. 8 games that he played last year. 31, 32 at-bats. That's it. We're not talking about a season and a half. We're not talking about 87 games, 100 games, whatever it might be. I've heard people tell me, well, you know, the Yankees are doing this because they want to minimize his at-bats so he can qualify still as a rookie next year so they potentially could go out there and get a first-round draft choice in 2026. I mean, are we serious here? Like, that's the reason why the Yankees are holding Jason Dominguez back potentially? But if he is that important to this team and this team's success, and he has to be here in order for this team to win, they're not winning. Like, that's it. But I got the outrage. And how can you possibly be outraged? How can you be possibly outraged? Listen, we all go, and sometimes you say some things and do something completely else, something completely different, right? Whether it be, you know, wife, friend, you know, sister, brother, it might be something else, and you make a bad decision, you know, and they're upset with you, and they have every right to be upset with you, and they're like, well, you told me you were going to go out there and do this. You told me you were going to go take the garbage out. You told me you were going to go out there and go to the grocery store, get the grocery, whatever it might be, walk the dog. You didn't do it. The dog had accidents all over the house. Why did you make that decision? Why did you decide to do one thing and then tell me you're going to do one thing and then do something completely different? Brian Cashman, 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago on MLB Radio, said there is no lane for Jason Dominguez. He told you. He told you. You might not like to hear it. You might not like want to believe it. You might not like to see it. You might get frustrated about watching Verdugo out in left field and where he is offensively as a hitter. It might be frustrating, but he told you. So if someone tells you that they're going to do something and then actually do it, how surprised can you possibly be? I mean, the outrage is amazing. I didn't know Dominguez was the answer. I really did. To all the fears that when he suffered the oblique injury in late June, he was expected to basically be out for the rest of the season. He was a miraculously quick healer. He's the opposite of Giancarlo Stanton that we all should have been celebrating. And I'm not telling you the kid's untalented. The kid's got talent.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There was the potential at some point in time this season to go out there and add Jason Domingue. Potentially. And there still is. He's on the 40-man roster. The Yankees can call him up. The speedy Duke Ellis doesn't necessarily need to be here throughout the month of September into October. I mean, Aaron Boone's talking about Duke Ellis like he's Vince Coleman. Like he's a modern-day Ricky Henderson. Wow, really? And by the way, when do the Yankees play small ball? That's the thing that frustrates you. Like, when did the Yankees put a pinch runner in there and be like, you know what? Go out there and steal your way into scoring position. Go steal second. Go swipe a bag. Like, baseball has changed. The Yankees are reliant, just as a lot of teams are, to go out there and hit the ball over the fence. You want to tamper down the narrative of everyone being upset and irate that Jason Dominguez is not part of this team? Well, then don't go out there and talk up Duke Ellis like he's all of a sudden the second coming. Play multiple positions, steal a bag really fast, all of these things. I mean, listen, I'm having flashbacks to when Dave Roberts stole a base against Mariano with a great comeback of the Red Sox down 3-0 against the Yankees. It's just tough to take. There are so many issues when you look at this Yankee team. In a year in which it is decidedly average, in a year in which I have to listen to Nestor Cortez yesterday tell me that after, you know, the Yankees lose to the St. Louis Cardinals 14-7, you know, Lars Nootbaar is drilling a bases-clearing double with the bases loaded over the head of Juan Soto in right field. I got to hear Nestor Cortez after the game. Oh, we're still in first place. Yeah, who cares? I mean, come on now. How are you playing? You've lost 4 of 6. You lost to the Nats and the Cardinals. It's great. Here's the other thing. Baltimore stinks too. They play terrible baseball. I think over like the last like 80 games, the Yankees are like a game over 500. And then the outrage The outrage about Dominguez is rich. It really is. And I understand it. I get it. Because you're tired of watching Alex Verdugo. Who might be, who misplayed a ball yesterday, but he was playing in left center field. I get it. But, I mean, Verdugo, after his torrid start, and I understand the big home run up at Fenway Park, in which he celebrated rounding second base and then, you know, ran into the wall, has never been the same hitter since. I get it. He's been a little bit better the last four or five games, but still. I mean, you know, we've watched Alex Verdugo. He's not particularly good. He's here at the behest of Aaron Judge. So you're tired of watching Verdugo, and you say, well, how exactly is Jason Dominguez, who, by the way, you know, in his cup of coffee this year, when he got called up in that Little League game, you know, embarrassed himself, but still, I mean, Jason Dominguez, we're going to go off 8 games last year and a game this year, right? 9 games on the major league level, but now he is the solution to all what ills the Yankees. Once the Martian arrives, the Yankees will be set and ready to go win that World Series. That's the narrative yesterday. How dare the Yankees? You know, would Jason Dominguez have prevented, you know, Tommy Canley yesterday from swallowing his own tongue on the mound? How about the way that the Yankees are an absolute slop fest defensively? You know, the story comes out the other day by Joel Sherman, New York Post, that, you know, that of all the pressure in the organization, pressure, you know, use that however way you want to use it, but all the pressure within the Yankee organization, the most pressure right now, and I believe Sherman, right? Good report, right? Unbelievable. Has a legendary baseball career covering the sport. But of all the guys in the Yankee organization, it's not Cashman, of course. I mean, Cashman's Teflon. No one touches Brian Cashman. And we're not going to discuss Cashman's future here on this Monday morning, on this Labor Day. But it is Aaron Boone who faces the most pressure. Because if the Yankees don't go on this deep playoff run, why? I mean, the Yankees want to tell you. It's a roll of the dice. You get there, you hope for the best. You know, build for the regular season, hope and pray, say a prayer to the good Lord above, and maybe, you know what, the baseball gods will be shining upon you in October, and it'll be your time, right? They'll grace you, they'll tap you on the shoulder, and you'll be ready to go on a big playoff run. But what, is Boone mishandling this team, or is this team just poorly at times? You know, at times, as we're witnessing right now, they're a poor team that was conceptualized and put together. I don't know. I mean, it is tough to sit there and watch the Yankees do what they did yesterday afternoon in the Bronx. Tough to watch in that those Cardinal blue jerseys, road jerseys, are absolutely a thing of beauty. I mean, they just are. Beautiful. But watching the St. Louis Cardinals go out there and put up 14 runs, the Yankee bullpen absolutely embarrassed themselves. Watching, you know, and I give him credit. Give Jazz Chisholm credit. I mean, he's trying to learn a new position on the fly, playing a little bit of third base. I mean, this is not a great defensive team. And the one question I would ask Boone if he was sitting here right next to me right now, or if he was on the phone. Aaron, here's the deal. Right? You want to look at, you know, and emphasize Verdugo's defense out there in left field. You have a man learning a new position on the fly on the major league level. That you're dealing with those issues now. This team is not built to go out there and win games 2-1. Team is built to put up a ton of runs. With Soto and Judge, put up a ton of runs. That is what they are built to do. I think you'll see Dominguez. Listen, I think you'll see Dominguez at some point in time before the season ends. For the Yankees, it has to become abundantly clear. It finally did with LeMahieu, and they have an option with Rizzo. Not an unbelievable option, but he's a better option than LeMahieu. The Yankees want to make sure when Dominguez gets called up, he plays every day. This is not him being a bit part player. They want him to go out there and play every single day. They're not there yet with Verdugo. That's what those actions told you yesterday. But you can't be stunned. You can't be surprised because they told you it was coming. And I don't think, even though I have a healthy respect for the talent, I don't think all of a sudden, and listen, I'll gladly be wrong if it ends up being, Jason Dominguez is not the key to the Yankees winning a World Series this year. Let's not act like he is. For all intents and purposes, outside of 9 games, he's more of an unknown. But you're tired of Verdugo, and I get it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.